Hello and welcome to the OneTrust Talks Tech podcast. This is episode number 70, recorded on August 11th, 2025. My name is Roger Dean and I work on the product team here at OneTrust and I'm the host of this podcast. Before jumping into the main content, I wanted to mention that in addition to release notes and other documents on my OneTrust, there are also feature overview videos and some feature technical enablement videos. These can be found on my OneTrust by clicking on More, then Product Updates, and then Release Videos. If you want to get some hands-on experience with the product, also check out our hands-on labs, which can be found at labs.onetrust.com. This episode was going to cover the rest of the features in the 2025.08.1.0 release, but something else has happened that I thought would be great to talk about. I will record part two of the release series tomorrow or Wednesday and get that out as soon as possible. However, today we're going to talk about some additions to the Ideas Portal, namely the new product roadmap and Reg Intel content pages. To do this, I've got Spencer Wyckoff from the product operations team and Brian Philbrook from the Reg Intel team to help me understand what's just been released. As always, just a quick reminder that this podcast reflects OneTrust's current expectations for product capabilities. Be advised that dates and features may be subject to change and should not be relied upon when making purchasing decisions. Okay, so now I'd like to jump into the content. As I mentioned earlier, we have Brian Philbrook and Spencer Wyckoff, but we also have Alexis Katafides on, who is part of the Reg Intel team. So let's start with Reg Intel. Brian, maybe you can just give a quick description of what it is that we've released on the Ideas Portal, like from your standpoint. What's out there?
Yeah, so super exciting addition to the Ideas Portal. We've added the ability for customers to be able to search and filter through the entire OneTrust platform content catalog and roadmap within the Customer Ideas Portal. So now customers can easily view what platform content is available today, what's coming in the future, and then also submit ideas for new content all within the same place at once. And then that view is organized by region, country, jurisdiction, or even body. So for standards like ISO 27001 and the like, and the specific framework. So it really gives you the ability to drill in and filter the content catalog at different levels to find exactly what you're looking for. And this is version one. So we expect to make a lot of enhancements, provide additional views in the future, and add more granularity and detail to that, such as timelines for when those new versions are expected, and we want to add data guidance content to the mix in the future as well. So really exciting
new addition. And I'm sure you guys have done a ton of work getting ready for this, like building all this stuff up in AHA and cataloging everything and categorizing everything. Alexis, maybe what's the driver behind this? Like, what do we hope to get out of this? And are people just going to use it to see, like, when is Reg Intel going to be available for this specific regulation? Or is there more motivation than just that?
Yeah, I mean, definitely that for sure. I think a couple of reasons. One of them, exactly as you said, I think one of the biggest challenges that we see from our customers, from organizations generally that they're facing right now is just struggling to keep up with the changing regulatory landscape, right? It's evolving constantly across privacy, security. Obviously, huge time at the moment for AI these days as well in terms of the laws and frameworks that are coming out. And as Brian alluded to, at OneTrust, we've built this deep regulatory content to help customers navigate through their different journeys. But what we wanted to try and do is make it easy for customers to see what's available and, to Brian's point, what's coming. Because customers often ask us, hey, do you have coverage for X law in Y jurisdiction? Or when are you going to produce some guidance around this new framework that we've just been reading about elsewhere on data guidance? And so this catalog aims to answer that question, very transparently, very proactively as well. And we're also hoping that it's going to help customers prioritize from their perspective in terms of their programs as well. So, for example, like I was saying, there's a new AI regulation that's maybe going live in 6 months. They'll now have the ability to look up on the Ideas Portal to see when content is going to be available, if content is already available, to help them assess, plan, implement controls in advance of a go-live date of a particular law, framework, or regulation. So, yeah, as Brian said, we're really excited to have customers starting to interact with it and looking forward to a bunch of feedback as well for future iterations.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. So let me ask a question that came up while you're saying that. The data guidance site obviously gives you all this information. Have you ever run into a case where the customers come in and say, do you have intelligence to cover this regulation that's coming up? And then that's something that's not really obvious maybe on the data guidance site, but this will answer that question for them. Is like, oh yeah, that's been released, or we just released that, you know, last month or something like that. Is there ever any sort of question when someone's in the data guidance site to just, is this regulation covered?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, as you say, data guidance has a lot of information in the module, breaking down those requirements. Customers are having a look at, okay, well, now that I understand these requirements, or I'm keeping on top of the changing landscape as it's coming out and I'm researching those requirements, how do I implement, or how do I operationalize those requirements in all of our other modules as well? And so I think this is going to give customers a really great 360 view of how we support a particular framework across everything that we do. So one of the other components of it is it breaks down how a particular law is supported across not just the jurisdiction, law, region, etc., but also the product and solution. So that customers can get a holistic view of how we're supporting throughout the platform
It's going to show where we actually support it in what modules in the product as well.
Absolutely.
Nice. That's awesome. That's great. Well, and if someone wants to give feedback, would it just be an idea in the ideas portal? Is there some other way that people can provide feedback through the data guidance site or something?
Yeah, I think the ideas portal is a great way to do it. We do, as Brian called out, there is a particular space for the regulatory intelligence team as well. And that can be used for requesting information about different laws or frameworks in terms of our support. But I think also, to your point, raising feedback or ideas around the content catalog and the roadmap, for sure.
Nice, nice. Awesome. I hope it provides a lot of great intel for folks. And I was scanning through it this morning, and just there's so much stuff in there. I can understand how people make an entire career out of just this stuff like you guys did. All right, let's move on, Spencer. So this is I know a lot about this. This has been a labor of love of ours for a long time. So we finally released a product roadmap. Tell us what's on there. What can people expect to see? How far out does it go? What's the information that we're providing for folks?
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, we're really excited about this. We wanted to do a joint launch with the Reg Intel team and kind of bring a new level of transparency on both of our roadmaps to our customer base. And so what you're going to see as a customer in this first iteration of our public feature roadmap is essentially you can see everything that we just shipped in summer. You can click into it, basically anything that went GA. You can click into it and get kind of more details. So it kind of services as the more or less the log of everything that we shipped last season.
Similar to the release notes, but just all in one spot, just basically by feature.
Exactly. Yeah. And very kind of interactive. You click into different things and you can see, you know, how the status is, how the different, you know, the metadata that we've added to the features that give more context and why we did it. All of that is very nicely surfaced within that interface. And we're also projecting and showing what our fall roadmap looks like. So you can kind of think of it as a view for the hands-on users of OneTrust. This isn't necessarily meant to be a strategic themed roadmap by any means. This is meant to be for users of the OneTrust tool to understand, okay, I work in the CMP side of the house, or I work in the assessments, you know, privacy program side of the house. I want to see what features and new capabilities are being shipped or targeting to be shipped in the fall season that's upcoming. So it's a kind of a way to telegraph our pass before we pass it to the customer. And it's a way for our field teams to more deeply engage with product teams. And, you know, everyone is seeing the same roadmap, both internal and external teams.
Nice. So I know that customers submit ideas on the ideas portal. and then we build features. How does the ideas that the customers submit relate to the features that we actually build? And can I see that relationship on the roadmap?
Yeah, absolutely. You could think of the ideas portal as like our backlog and our feedback loop with the customer teams and with our internal teams. So it's very important that customers and our field team members continue to create new ideas, upvote existing ideas, proxy vote ideas on behalf of customers. What we do as a product team is then we look to promote those ideas to certain features on the roadmap. And when that occurs, when that kind of action is taken, we basically are tying the statuses of the idea and the roadmap feature together. So as the feature moves to in development or planning to in development, to private preview to public preview, the idea status is also getting updated along the way. And what that means is that you're now, as an upvoter on those ideas, you're going to be receiving real-time notifications of, hey, this is now actively being developed. This is now actively in a private preview state. So you can really stay informed.
And that link is then showed. If I drill into the features on the roadmap page, I can see the ideas that have actually been linked to that feature. So I can make that one-to-one relationship between my idea and the new feature.
Precisely.
What can you go into a little more detail on the statuses? There's kind of like a status, and then there's another attribute on there for the feature. What are the differences between those two statuses?
Yeah, absolutely. So the status that we show kind of on the reports view, you're going to see a lot of general availability tags, a lot of public preview tags, a lot of private preview tags. What you see on that main screen is our target. So, you know, we haven't built and shipped these features yet, but we are targeting for that feature to reach a GA or a public preview or a private preview at some point within that seasonal.
Got it.
Time frame.
And there's it doesn't specify the incremental releases. It's just sometime during the fall season, right?
That's correct. Yeah. We don't necessarily publish the incremental releases because it can vary based on quality assurance checks and things that we need to do on the finish line to make sure that we're shipping the right features and the right level of quality. So right now it's a seasonal target.
Got it. Yeah, makes sense. Okay. And then the other one is, so we've got the status that it's currently in when it enters the season on there. So it might be in development, it might be private preview, but then the other status is this targeted status. I'm using the wrong words for what it's going to be when it exits at the end of the season.
Yeah. Basically, when you first land on the screen, you're going to see what we're targeting. To do.
Okay.
And then if you click into the roadmap feature itself, you're going to see a status field, which is its current status. So something that is targeting public preview may show a current status of being in development.
Right.
Or something that is targeting GA may currently be in a status of public preview. So it may already be available to you if you just go and request for a feature toggle to be enabled. But the team is looking to make it generally available by the end of the season, so they may actually remove the feature toggle and turn the feature on by default based on, you know, the pricing and package that
right.
the customer owns.
Cool. That's awesome. I am so excited to have this out there. We've been working on it for a while. So who has access to both of these? Like, can anybody get access to them, or what's the requirements for that?
Any customer with OneTrust that has a login to
My OneTrust okay.
will be able to view access to this.
Perfect.
Both views. Yeah.
Brian, maybe you know this. I don't know. Does data guidance, if someone's only a data guidance customer, can they access? Do they have a My OneTrust account, or can they go in and set up a My OneTrust account? Honestly, I don't know the answer to that question.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Okay. All right. We'll have to look in that and see, but I believe they can. So cool. Anyone has any follow-ups or final thoughts before we wrap it up?
I did want to make one more call out on the feature roadmap, Roger,
yep.
if I could. The one of the fields that we showcase when you click into the feature and you see, you know, more details, one of those is the package availability.
Yeah.
So I know there have been some new solution packages that have been pushed out by the OneTrust team recently and from our sales team. You may be, you know, listening to this and in a current engagement to upgrade to the new packaging models. I just want to make a call out that we have kind of two different options there that we showcase on the roadmap feature level. A feature is either going to be a part of the legacy package and new packaging going forward, or it will only be a part of the new packaging. So I just want to make sure that was clear. So as you're looking into this and you see something that's of interest, but it's a part of new packaging only, you will have to ask yourself as a customer if you're currently on that new package or not.
Got it. Okay, perfect. Thank you for bringing that up. I forgot to mention that. Cool. Brian and Alexis, anything, final thoughts from the Reg Intel side?
Yeah, just one other thing. So just want to reiterate to everyone listening that there is now a way on the Ideas Portal. There has been for some time, but I don't know how many people are aware that there's a way to actually submit requests for new content, ideas for new platform content, so in addition to features. So when I mentioned that before, I just want to let everyone know that there is a space when you're selecting the product that you're looking to submit an idea for, there is a space for regulatory intelligence content. So we just encourage everybody to take a look at that, submit ideas for new content that you're interested in, for new frameworks that you care about, and also cast votes for what you see there as well, because we use that to inform our content development roadmap.
Yeah, I just reiterate that that's really important for both new features and Reg Intel. Please, if you see something you like, don't just like, oh yeah, that's cool, but go ahead and put a vote in it. It really actually does matter. So cool. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. It's a very exciting day for all of us to have this out there and available for everyone. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks, Roger.
Thanks.
Thanks, Roger.
Thanks, Roger.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for this week. Big, big thanks to Spencer, Brian, and Alexis to coming on to the podcast. I'm so excited to have these things public out there. I've been promising people for a really long time about the feature roadmap, and to get the bonus of the Reg Intel content as well is amazing. Please go check it out on the Ideas Portal. If you've got any feedback, you're welcome to email me at podcast@onetrust.com. That can be about this episode, or if you have any comments or recommendations or questions that you want to have answered, please don't hesitate to email us. As I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, I will be recording the part two of the 2025.08.1.0 release feature review here tomorrow or the next day and get that out as soon as possible. Thanks again for listening. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and we will talk to you later.